We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simen Shin Nun Hey, which is discussing the halachas of the Gezuzra and the Besakise, Siv Dal, on the bottom of page 414, Reish Zayin and Bes. Says Mechabim, Ma'im She'en Amukim Asar Tvachim, water that's not 10 Tvachim deep, Ein Lahem Din Mayim, doesn't have the halacha of water, Lahater, to permit Lishbech Ba'am to pour into them B'machitzit Luya, from a hanging partition. Hagar says, "Mavacholshkin, all the more so, Yobshu Hamayim, if the water dried up, as you continue to Dafresh Chesam and Alf, Avapisha Yusham, Amuk Masar, even if it was over there, 10 Tvachim deep, that's the Monach." Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kat Mem, Mayim Shein Mamukim, water that's not 10 Tvachim deep, Koya Siv Alf Abeis, it's going back on what we said in Siv Alf and Beis. If it's not 10 Tvachim deep, it does not have a lach of water to permit Siv Kat Mem Alf, Lishbech Bam, to pour in them with a hanging partition. What then same thing is Lamalis, to draw water like the Mechitzit Luya through a hanging partition. By the time, the reason is, the Kimin Shein Behem Asar Tvachim, since it doesn't have 10 Tvachim of depth, Kiyabasha, damn, it's like considered dry land. And therefore, we don't have any of these leniencies. They disagree on this. It's true. They hold the Chag Mazah. They don't differentiate regarding this. Unless if actually the public walks through that area under extenuating circumstances, then according to everyone, Kikarki Damit is considered like dry land. Look at Biagrosha. Yishiv Dasa Shulchan Aruch. He resolves the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. He writes, this depends on the opinions of the earlier commentators. I'm trying to look over there. Sharet Zion, Eschav Chaz brings, that is that even though from the words of Tais is obvious not like him, that's because they go according to their Shita, but according to the opinion of the Goyim, there's no Raya, look over there. If you look in the Rush in Perek HaZorik, you'll see that his opinion is that just as we say, Eisimokim Arbaa Mamali, that is Mechitzis that are 10 Tvachim high, if that's the case, obviously, he also holds like the opinion of Tais, look at the from the Goyim, that brings the Raya from Rashi, Evin Chabdal Mabez, that he holds like the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. And it's difficult because also Rashi explains the Shabbos Kof of Mabez that the reason why it's permitted by a boat is because of Mechitzit Luya, but that's the case, according to him, should remain the proof of the Magen Avraham on its place. If that's the case, the words of Rashi contradict each other. Tzarchin, Al Kaponim, says in Mishabur, Mikomakam, however, after the day, even according to him, Nukhalism, Mechaldas, Apaiskim, Mechilim, is that you could rely on the opinion of the place that are leading regarding this. But to Shar Tzin, says, because even according to him, there's no raya that the Goyim will disagree in the opinion of Tais regarding this. And specifically, that from the words of Rush, it's obvious that he holds like them, and also from the words of Ritva and Ervin and the Sugi of Gezustra, that he quotes over the words of Tais, is obvious also that he holds like them regarding the Kara Halacha, that the Heter Mechitzit Luya is even when it's not 10 Tvachim. If that's the case, for sure, one does not have to be stringent as this opinion of the Mechaber. Siv Hei, Vayishtei Gezustra Laya Zul Lamal Mezu. If these two porches, one on top of the other, one's drawn away from to be directly on top of the other one a little bit. But it's not far tvachim away from the other porch. So whether they're within 10 tvachim of each other, whether they're more than 10 amas away from each other, meaning 10 tvachim, or whether they are more than the height of 10 amas, asul al yoin mechitza b'shutav as mishal shneihem. If they made for the upper one a partition in the partnership of both them, the loss will look after in the kalal, and they didn't make one for the lower one at all. They're both forbidden in it until they make an eruv. Choshkin, or the more so, Masur Shtein LaTachtaina. If they both made one for the bottom one, Shtein Asuris, they're both forbidden until they make an eruv. Which in Deer Shur 28 brings the picture, where you see that one porch is on the second floor, one's on the first floor, so they have one on top of the other one. It's drawn away a little bit from the other one, but it's not more than the distance of four tefachim, and doesn't make a difference how much of the difference of the height difference between the two of them. And here they made a fence, mechitza only for the lower one, that they both should use it. They cannot use it until they go ahead and make an eruv together. But each one that made its own fence, the other one does not make it forbidden on it, even if the other one did not make it by its own. If they both made partnership with both of them, the other one's not going to make it forbidden on the other says Mishabura Sivkot and then base. So Yishtei Bechulu. So we're talking about these two porches, one on top of the other. So it says Avara Bigtar, I'll explain in short. Who that is like this. The Bai is Vali Agaba. You have a first story and a second story on top of it. My Medrash is Anar, where they live right next to the river. Each one of them has a porch that sticks out. Little is Al Yad Maimanar, that they could draw water through that water from the river. Now, if each one made walls, a fence around their porch, because then the Mavur B'Sefal of like the Halacha we brought in, previously in the first Sif, they would both be permit on Shabbos. Each one to draw on his own porch, even if they did not make an Erev together. Now, they both remedied, the two of them in partnership, only one of the porches, the Halacha, that has been Le'el Yonder, Ben Le'el Yonder, whether they decided to do it from the upper porches guy, the lower porches guy. So they consider like two people that live in one courtyard. And therefore they're forbidden both to draw water through that porch. Because now it's considered as if both of them have rights in that same porch. Like a chatzer. Unless you go and make an air between, like we do by what's called the river chatzers. Now, but remember, when we say this, when the two porches are one on top of the other, they're not far one from the other along the length of the extension of the wall, distance of arba tefachim, four hand breadths. So therefore, shenech tashmishte. So it's convenient utility because they're not too far one from the other. But if they were more than four tefachim away, that's the case. When the one living on the first floor wants to be lishtamish because he's young to utilize the upper porch, he would have to throw his pitcher in the airspace at a distance of four tefachim, as the disher brings a picture that since it's away, you would have to not only throw it up, have to throw it at a distance horizontally, and b'tashmish mufla kazeh, and such a difficult utility in chashav is not significant. Less al chaver to make a forbidden on his friend, even though they didn't make an eruv between them, and even though he has rights, but like he's not really going to be able to utilize it, so it's not considered as if he has rishos to make it forbidden on the one who lives upstairs. So, if we have these two porches, one on top of the other, Sivkat Mem Gimel Meshuchu Zuvuchulu, one drawn from the other one a little bit. But Slim, what it means to say is, Afilim Meshuchu, meaning even though it's drawn. But the Koshkin, all the more so, the Maidizu connected to Rishab, if it's directly one on top of the other, which is Sharatina Islam, it says that's Pashad, besides what the Shulchan Aruch concludes, Avakol Achas, regarding this is enough, meaning if, one's exactly directly one on top of the other, like we explained Sivkot Mem Chesnim in the Rambam look over there. Sivkot Mem Dalet, and Ve'in Rachayk Vachulu, it's not further away from the other one, a distance of four tefach, because the Rachayk can be connected. Because when it is further away from it, the Metzach Rechem Akaisel along the width of the wall are about tefachim four hand breadths. Shulda Asra Dadi, then they don't make it forbidden one on the other. Because you can't utilize it, of these rikas of liba avimirachik, only by throwing the pitcher in the airspace from a distance. That's not considered utility to make it forbidden. Sivkot and memhei. Now this is whether it's within 10 tefachim one from the other, or whether you have sivkot and memhei yisim goyba v'chulu more than the height of 10 amas, because that goyba look up to you. But not particular about height. Even though by default through that he's going to have to be lish tamish bedli. To utilize the pitcher I did Zrikla Mala by throwing it upwards, to attach Meshkash, that's a difficult utility. But since it's not going through the width, it's only the height of the airspace, it's still considered a significant utility to make it forbidden. Sivkatan Memvav. So it depends. If they made the upper one, a Mechitza in the partnership of both of them, and they didn't make for the bottom one at all, so they're both forbidden in that upper one until they make an Erev. Sivkat Mem Vav. Choshkin, all the more so, if the other way around, the Master Shtein Lach Tachkoina, if they both made a fence for the lower porch together in partnership, they both chipped in. Because Shatashmer said, this utility, Noach Yisrael Yun, is more convenient for the upper one. Shudech Yerid, all he has to do is lower it down, Sivkot Mem Zayin. But and mitzvah, that's what he said, that they're both forbidden until they make an error. But each one that makes one for his own, Sivkot Mem Zayin, in Acheretz Mechulu, then the other one does not make a forbidden on him. And that is a full regilish damish, Mishal Chavert Bechol, even though during the weekday he usually uses his friend's porch, have a begin, even so, in the Eseret now, he doesn't make a forbidden on him, because inherently, Alei Rishus in Shayich Lo. The domain, the permission does not belong to it. Unless they explicitly specify, each one's going to utilize the other ones. Then they need to have an heir to the prima garden. But if not, then you know each one's considered independent. Even if the other one doesn't make a fence on his porch, if each one makes his own fence, each one's permitted to utilize his porch, but the heir without an heir. Those who say the Cholzeh, this is all talking about Davka specifically, when the porches are drawn away from the other one, and then you don't have to by default use the other one. So it's like a little bit away that you could just go straight down. Tosharetzin Islam Gimel says, Lavush also quotes this halacha, and for sure his source is from the Rambam, and it says, a wonder that it doesn't mention that this is all Davka if you have between them 10 Tvachim, as we'll see in the Rambam. But it says in Mishabrua, but if the upper porch is, like in some apartment buildings, directly above the lower one, if he wants to draw water, you're at least Allah, his picture has to go derech nekev gezus through the hole of the bottom porch, like the Dirsha 31 brings the picture, that you see the guy on the upper porch, his porch is directly above, he could only use lower down through the other guy's porch. And you don't have between them an airspace of 10 tefachim in height. Then says Ram, then they're both forbidden to draw, again, if they didn't make an air between the two of them. Sivkot Memtes. Also, if they made by both porches in the partnership of both of them, then one does not make forbidden on the other one. But what it means to say is the after, even though we previously said, Tim Tiknu Lach, special tough is that if they made for one of them in the partnership, they're both forbidden to draw over there when they don't make an Erev. With Davka, specifically, if they remedied only one, in the second one, they didn't make a Mechitza at all. But if they remedied both of them together in partnership, each one is permitted in his own. Why? Because we say, each one is removing his rights from the other one. Take him from the house because his own porch is remedied. So then why they jointly say, okay, let's pool our money together and let's make both of our fences? Whatever the reasons they had for that. Joshar Tzien, Islamadal brings this from Bezeis, and says, this halacha comes from the Torah, and says, look at El Yab, but that the Arish and would disagree on this, but that's how the Torah understands that, okay, if each one has their own fence, they don't have to use the other guy's porch, so he removes his rights over there, so they don't have to make an heir. All the more some also rak ba'achas b'shutafes. If they made only one fence in partnership, Ashnei asa mechitz la'gezus to shlo levad. Then the other guy, he made his own fence without a partnership. Vadim utikolachas mas b'leir. Then for sure, each one's permitted to draw from his porch without an heir. The bohab vadi still can nafshim mechabed. For sure, now he removed himself because he didn't even ask the other guy to chip in with him for his fence. For sure, he's making that for himself, and he's like, I don't need, you know. Although maybe originally he felt like he had to join together. Then he went ahead and he made his own. So then for sure, it wouldn't require to be done with the other one. Some of the issues. Issue number 30 says that, we said that when one porch is away from the other one along the width of the wolf, what's fachim? Then they don't make it forbidden one or the other. It's Davka when the two porches are far away one from the other, four tefachim. But if they're within four tefachim the other, when Chaznish writes that the two porches are oisim zelzeh, they do make one forbidden the other, even if the hole that they're drawing from, even if the hole is further away more than four tefachim. But as long as the porches are within four tefachim, then it makes it forbidden one or the other. And the specifics of these halacha, in which way does it make it forbidden derech aver, which way does it not? That's explained in Shoranach later on, Simi Shinai Hei Sev Beis, Shinai Vav Sev Beis Gimel, and the Be'alocha over there.